begins with some controversy. You wanted Joe to be coming on the show? Up North Joe?
Who did?
You.
No, I want his picture up. No, picture with, like, him writing the questions. He doesn't have to. He's a busy guy.
You want him, like, at a desk, like, hand on
Yes, his, like, quilling over what questions he's going to write. And that puts, when it's his quilling. Questions, we put it up in, like, the upper right-hand corner. Yeah.
Well, he's in the YouTube comments. Defending himself.
Sure, that's a fun place to be.
Jesse, what do you make of this? You're the one who basically called him out publicly, which I assume is what led to him feeling the need to dive into the YouTube comments to defend himself. If he teared his friends, you would be falling off the face of the earth right now.
He probably doesn't like the public shaming that he just went through. Oh, now I can't even figure out how to do this the right way. Oh, jeez.
You're trying to copy things?
Yeah, that didn't work.
Okay. You're nailing it.
Well, thanks, Tausch. Up North Joe in the YouTube comments says,
what did I do?
Question one. Listen,
what did I do?
You got me making the trivia questions on the video stream, and now I can't figure. Oh, I know what I did. Here, let's do this. All right.
What a finely tuned machine we are.
Up North Joe on the YouTube comments. Question one had two options that were either a reference to Wayne's World and lyrics to The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. I thought I made it easy. Sorry to the contestant on my behalf.
So, Joe, here's the thing. You've now entered into the public realm. You are That's now true. A public figure as being a great trivia writer. And don't let anybody poo-poo you. You're not going to be perfect. Jordan Love throws interceptions. Jason Wilde writes bad articles. Those things happen. When that happens, you're going to be criticized. We have given you much love. That's the beauty of this. You're going to get loved. You're going to be hated. Retired Navy fella, not a fan of old T. But I still appreciate retired Navy fella listening. This is the deal. So if this is going to become too much, and I don't want to put you and your family, I want you to understand this is part of it. You're going to get skewered and sewered a little bit. Comments like that happens. So if that's the case, we appreciate your service. I say get back on that horse and bring us some good stuff in January after your suspension is lifted. It's my PSA.
So apparently we have officially suspended him.
Jerry in the Prairie, fire Joe. Geography trivia with only one geography question and two history questions. Jerry in the Prairie is as mild-mannered as it gets.
He is pretty mild-mannered. You, on the other hand, going after your friend who does your work for you.
Yeah.
A little bit questionable.
Very surprising by Jesse. That's not typically how he rolls.
All right, Chris Canty did something.
I don't love that color scheme. Here were vibrant colors, and he's got, like, the drabbest gray of all time over on the right-hand side of the screen, too. So we got work to do. That's what I love, beta testing stuff out. Prior to that Jan 1 hard launch that we're going to be doing.
We're off on January 1st. Thank you.
That's why I just corrected myself. Thank you, Jesse, for holding me accountable.
All right. Jesse heard Chris Canty do something that got his attention. We're going to play a little fun guess that NFC contender based on what Chris Canty said on Unsportsmanlike. Coming up, I want to remind you that if you haven't made the switch to Associated Bank, what are you waiting for? Ditch your big bank. Enough of the national chain banks. Be local and have the best customer service in the industry. That's what Associated Bank has. They've got the awards to prove it. And if you're a Packers fan, there's no better place to be because you get Packers checks, Packers debit MasterCard, and 10% off the Packers Pro Shop in-store and online. So go to AssociatedBank.com/Packers to find out more. Is this Eric in Green Bay volunteering to take over now
That's
that you've suspended
like.
Someone else who works for free?
That's what it sounds like.
Hey, well, there you go.
Regarding trivia, pour me in, coach, says Eric in Green Bay.
Thank you for your service. We'll get to what Chris Canty had to say next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Everybody's starting to feel it, starting to feel it in the air. All of the sidewalks, all of the streetlights, holiday magic everywhere.
All right, Jesse, what is this?
Then it hits me.
Is this like Blind Resume that we play with Hunter Vaughn from time to time? I didn't hear this on Unsportsmanlike.
I guess. Well, so Chris Canty, one of our favorite hosts of Unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, he's terrific.
So he shared some commentary on one of the NFC Super Bowl contenders.
Packers.
Ooh. And I'm going to play the clip for you, and I want to see if you can identify which team he's talking about based on the commentary.
Hunter Vaughn ask here.
So there is only one, and this isn't like they didn't play this game on their show. He just said this about a particular team, and I thought, well, he never says the name of the team in the clip, so I was wondering if you would be able to identify who it is.
But if it's the Vikings, would we even play the game? Is this some sort of Jedi mind trick you got going here?
Well, let's find out. Here is Chris Canty on Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
We have to view them as a Super Bowl or bust team because when is the roster ever going to get better? It's not. This is as good a roster as you could ask for in the NFL. Okay, when is your injury luck going to get better? This is one of the healthiest teams in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So it seems like it's set up there for them. At this point, I think it's fair to move the goalposts and say, yeah, it's not a matter of just winning your division and going on a nice playoff run. You have to capitalize on this and win a championship because as we've seen with the San Francisco 49ers, those windows with supremely talented teams don't stay open forever.
So which NFC team is Chris Canty talking about, Tausch?
This is simple. It's the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's what I was going to say, too. Yeah.
It is. But.
Well, boy, that was fun.
I thought that what was interesting when I listened to that, without hearing him say Philadelphia Eagles, I listened to that and I thought he could have been talking about the Minnesota Vikings, the Philadelphia Eagles, and maybe aside from the division winning component, the Green Bay Packers as well.
What makes you think that he would say that about the Packers and when is their roster going to be better? That line in there, their roster is going to be even better next year.
How can you say that?
Because all the key pieces will be one more year experienced and they'll have an opportunity to add to it. And if you look at their free agent or guys that may be released, yeah, they'll have to replace Josh Myers if they don't re-sign him. But, like, they've played without Jair. If they decide to move on from Jair, it won't be all that different than what the last 2 years have been like. They don't have, like, a big free agent class hitting the NFL's version of the transfer portal. So I thought that was pretty obviously Philly. That was not nearly as fun as you promised it would be.
No, probably not.
Since we're publicly criticizing people like Up North Joe, you get paid by the company to come up with that idea.
So yesterday we did power rankings. If we were power ranking Super Bowl or bust mentality for NFC teams, and let's go with the four, the Packers, Vikings, Lions, and Eagles, how would you rank them from being the most, like, have to win it this year versus window is still open for a few more years?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, it's easy for me. It goes Philly, Detroit, Green Bay, Minnesota. Nobody expected Jack from Minnesota. Nobody.
It's true. It's very true.
The other three teams, I think, it's who I had a vast majority of the season in Philadelphia. Philadelphia's got a veteran team. Yeah. Saquon has stayed healthy. Mm-hmm. Their O-line has stayed relatively healthy. Mm-hmm. Their quarterback has stayed healthy. Their defensive line has stayed healthy. That's the team. I think their window, things implode quickly there. I don't necessarily know if they lose in the first round. I think their coach gets fired. I'm not going to say that about Green Bay or Detroit or Minnesota. Philadelphia needs to get it done this year. I think there'll be wholesale changes. I don't see that happening with Detroit or Green Bay. I think both windows, Green Bay's window is just getting started. Mm-hmm. Green Bay's window is, They got their quarterback paid and under contract. They're going to be able to select and pay who they want when they want to. And if they don't, they'll just restock and go younger. Green Bay's window is as wide open, and Jordan Love's money doesn't even really start hammering against the cap for another year.
You're right.
And by then, they'll be able to redo his deal and push that can down the road, and then they'll say, why don't the Packers go all in? I mean, I can tell you what the conversations are going to be because we just lived it.
It's true. All right. I, for those of you that did not enjoy that segment, by the way, the segment that had been scheduled was, did you hear this, the Enigma edition with audio via Netflix from the Rodgers docuseries. So as bad as that might have been, this is a win over what you would have gotten given the response to our earlier conversation about Enigma. So I guess good job, Jesse.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Does Detroit get a pass? Do you think you think fans up in Detroit, if they don't get it done, they're going to say, "Wow, it's just too much."
Yes. Yes. I think they'd be rightfully so.
I think they do now, but I think they're still learning how hard it is to climb Mount Everest.
Especially with a broken leg and a dislocated shoulder and a concussion.
Like, we've been there enough times in the last three decades as Packers fans with a lot of NFC championship berths and deep playoff runs where there's, you know, narrow victories, where I think we know how difficult it is to advance that far. Detroit last year one in the playoffs, they just boom, crushed all the way to the NFC championship. They look at it this year like, okay, all these injuries, if we don't make it now, that sucks. We had a team that could have won the Super Bowl, but there's no guarantee they're going to get back to it.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
Good assessment, Jesse.
If you didn't get enough of Jesse Nelson there, whoa, Nelly, with even more Jesse Nelson. And hopefully no Enigma is next. It's Will Dietausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Loving the Christmas music, Jesse. Great job. Let's see if you do a great job with Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
All right, we begin Woe Nelly with a very important fantasy football update. You may recall, all the way back in early August, the night of the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio, preseason game, the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football Draft took place at Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa.
Oh, yeah.
Jason, you were there. Tausch, you were off in Italy or the mountains somewhere. Wherever,
France.
Whatever you were doing. I was appointed the delegate to draft the Wilde and Tausch fantasy football team. Jason made our number one overall pick select. We got the number one pick and kept it. And Jason selected Davante Adams with that number one overall pick.
Good pick last week.
I am happy to share that the Wild and Tausch, that's what I named our team. I think that was pretty good.
Wilde and Tausch.
Wild and Tausch made it into the playoffs as the 5 seed, had to go on the road in the opening round, but got a victory, and we are on to the semifinals.
Well, let's go. Let's go.
Now, do I play to win, or should I let one of our fans win?
We don't let people win.
We play to win, right? Okay. Just making sure, like, I don't, like, do we want a heavy?
Who's on our team?
Why would you even ask that? Why would you even ask that question?
Well, because I don't know. It's a community league, and I want to make sure everybody's involved and having fun. And it's like, oh, there's Jesse. He's the ringer that came in because Tausch was in France.
No one's
first
thinking
off,
you're the ringer.
Nobody ever calls you a ringer.
Took
on
the number one pick, and then that's rude.
Where on earth do you get off trying to act like you're a ringer? Has anyone ever called you a ringer?
Once. Yes. 9-pin bowling tournament. Yep.
Oh, my God.
When I bowled my
Ben
300.
Brust beat you for... Ben Brust is the ringer at ESPN Wisconsin.
That's
not
very
you.
Rude. Very rude.
But is it true?
Kinda, I suppose. Yeah, I didn't say it was just a 9-pin tap tournament. It wasn't the ESPN Wisconsin Jesse versus Brust tournament.
Oh my God!
Quarterback Joe
the
Burrow,
ringer.
Running back Derrick Henry, Devontae Adams, Scary Terry McLaurin, George Kittle, Charbonnet's been big for us. Picked up McManus on the waiver wire. We got a solid squad here, fellas. I think we got a chance
nice
at a chip.
Good luck. Go get it.
That's your
get it.
ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Draft Wild and Tosh update. Big matchup against the number one overall seed in the semifinals coming up. Good luck to us.
Is fantasy football as popular as it was 5 years ago with all of the different apps that you can get in and potentially wager? And is it still as popular as it's always been?
I'd say no, because I do think I think fantasy football, one of the appeals of it was prior to the legalization of sports betting, it was the way you could be most competitive watching individual games with your own vested interest besides the team you cheer for. And now you can go to Illinois or Iowa or Las Vegas or wherever, and you can put, you know, $10 on the Packers to cover 3.5 or whatever it is, and you have that to watch for now in addition. I think the results of the games carry more than fantasy. Yes.
Okay.
Jason, you're a fan. What do you think?
Whoa, Nelly!
Ringer.
The Atlanta Falcons are benching Kirk Cousins in exchange for ringer Michael Penix Jr. to become the starting quarterback. They were this close to following the Packers' plan of sitting a rookie quarterback. But Tausch, it is after Thanksgiving Day, so where are you on this?
Time for the Frosh to play. Am I right?
I'm going to tell you something. That last night, because everybody is still sitting here like, how does Green Bay do it? How does Jordan Love look so much like Aaron Rodgers? And Aaron Rodgers did some of the same stuff as Brett Favre. And how do you get these quarterbacks to be so good? It's because you don't have the pressure. It's a pressure that mounts too deeply on these franchises. They can't withstand it. They can't stand up to it, and they just go. And it doesn't end well, typically. So the plan for the Falcons, they paid Kirk $90 million guaranteed for 2 years to come in and be that guy, and he just hasn't been good enough. And the pressure mounts. And the fan base is clamoring for it. And your organization isn't strong enough or doesn't have the wherewithal to see its plan through. And then they'll be resetting their plan in 2 to 3 years. So this is just another reminder on how important organization is. The Packers organization hasn't felt threatened to do it. They haven't been pressured to do it. And they haven't done it, and they have reaped the benefits of that for 30-some-odd years, and it looks like for another 15 with Jordan. Mm-hmm. And it's very simple to see, it's very simple to say, and it is incredibly difficult to execute. And another program is finding that to be the case. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's going to be good for anybody involved except for the teams that the Falcons are playing against. So this is just another stark reminder of that, and it's just another, from our standpoint, not you, Jason, Packer fans, it's another reminder of, man, we got it good.
All right, so I have multiple questions here, starting with, what exactly happened to Kirk Cousins?
He's old.
So he ruptured his Achilles last season, remember?
Yeah, he got old.
But it was Kevin O'Connell so much better for him than what he's got in Atlanta? Or is it just as simple as getting old? And, like, they paid him an insane amount of money. And for them to bench him is an enormous thing.
It's not that big quarterback-wise.
To bench him before he gets to the end of his season? It is a lot of money to do that.
Yeah, but they're not in a Deshaun Watson situation. They're not even in a Russ Wilson situation. They'll be able to trade him, and I think the cap hits like $27 million if they can trade him. And I think somebody will take him. Somebody will take a look at him, and it might be that Minnesota takes him and has Atlanta eat some of that money to come back and be the insurance policy for J.J. McCarthy next year. Or San Francisco is going to maybe say, well, we don't know if we're going to pay Brock. Let's bring him in to kind of be that buffer. Or the Raiders will say, maybe he could be our buffer guy. Or maybe the Jets. So I get it. Kirk Cousins has always been, he's very similar to Goff. Very good player. He's really good when his pocket is clean and you can go through your reads. He's been very good. He doesn't have Justin Jefferson down there. He doesn't have Addison. He doesn't have Brock. He doesn't have that same O-line. He's older. He's got a ruptured Achilles. He's coming back from. He doesn't move even as good as he did, which wasn't great. This was pretty easy to see. I thought it was crazy Atlanta did it. And it turns out it's going to end up being something that I think Kirk's a great, all-time great money securing dude. And I give him a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, he's got he is set to cost them $57 million on the cap in the final two seasons of his deal. But if they release him after the season, it would be a $40 million cap hit, which is even a smidge more than, well, it's, well, whether they trade him or cut him, it's the same. It still hits the cap the same.
Trade him but you trade him, that salary goes to somebody else, so that's not as big of a cap hit. It's then just divided off of your bonus, the bonus that you truly pay.
What?
If you trade him, I think I saw Florio put out there, and Florio's pretty good at this. I think if you trade him, his cap it'll be $27 or $28 million, which is very manageable in today's day and age.
All right, that's not what I'm seeing here. I'm seeing that the dead cap charge would be $40 million.
Florio's wrong sometimes. Florio
would be the record is, as you mentioned, $49.5 million was the dead cap that the Denver Broncos absorbed with Russell Wilson. Pretty sure that Aaron Rodgers also cost the Packers $40 million in dead cap money when they ate it all in one year.
Goody said, best day ever.
What I've heard, yes. So, again, when you get the quarterback position wrong, it hurts you. Now, I don't know if Michael Penix is going to be any good either, right? But did they at least give him a chance to succeed by not playing him right away and following the Tausch, no Frosch play till after Thanksgiving Day?
They weathered the storm enough, and he's an older player. So we'll see. Maybe this will end up being genius, and maybe the Falcons will say this was worth it. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
And if not, maybe not. Jesse, before we go, I know you have a little something.
Well, we still have another segment left.
You got a little something that we need to get to before we go to break.
Is this the topic that I mentioned to you during a commercial break before? Okay, that's
it.
So
it is.
I did want to ask you guys about where we stand on the self-serving holiday gifts. So, Becca,
why did we have to do this immediately? Just so I know, we couldn't do this as the last segment of the show.
Jesse said, "Whoa, Nelly, this is part of the Whoa, Nelly."
Tausch is the arbiter of the clock.
We got way extra time.
We do what Tausch wants. Yeah.
We don't have extra time.
We're on time, which is
we have more time than we usually have for the final segment.
All right, Jesse, tease us out.
Oh boy,
tease us out.
Becca got me a Christmas gift that I think was more for her than for me, and I want to know where we stand on it, and we'll talk about that next to close out this edition of Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Getting some feedback on the chat portion from the dwellers about the format of the video, including lose the white border, according to John. It blends in with everything else that's white on YouTube, so there's a little bit of information for you.
Nah, we're going to keep it.
Okay. Also, Joe continuing to defend himself, as rightly so. Jesse, my question before we get to pay off your tease is, you've already received your Christmas gift from your wife? Fact check me on this. But today's December 18th. It's a week away.
Yeah, we've been doing this thing all December long where each week we give each other one gift. We don't get each other any major things.
Is just kind of right?
Smaller things, okay, leading up to
December
the
to remember.
Yes. So each week do a little exchange. The dog gets a gift as well. It's a whole thing. Yeah. So.
Well, Does the dog get you guys anything?
Yes. Sometimes.
Why?
Mostly food.
Why? Why are you? Why? Like, you don't want all your gifts on the same day? I don't understand.
Yeah, because we got her family to go see, my family to go see, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. We're doing a lot of travel, so instead of putting it all on Christmas Day, we spread it out a little bit, make it fun all month long. Mm. Holidays.
Okay, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun little deal.
So, we did exchange a gift last night. And I got a silent clicking mouse for my laptop because she was getting annoyed by the mouse.
I thought this was going to go a totally different direction.
I figured you thought so. She was getting annoyed by the sound when I would like be doing our show prep at home and a clicky, 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 and she has sensitive ears, and that bothered her. So I got a new mouse for Christmas, which I feel like benefits her a lot more than it benefits me. What?
You're not going to talk?
Yeah, what? Jason, as the resident expert gift giver, what's your stance? Because I do recall, when I was a kid, my mom got my dad some headphones that were supposed, this was like, it wasn't on his list or anything. She got him headphones that like linked up to the TV so he could turn the TV on mute. So when she was like working in the other room, he didn't have the TV loud where it was bothering her, and it was one of the worst gifts like I've ever seen exchanged in all time.
At least until yesterday.
It never got used, all that stuff. So this kind of reminded me of that. It's a nice mouse. Just feels.
My only question is this: of all the things about you that could annoy Becca, this is the top of the list?
No, I didn't say it was the top of the list. It's one of.
I gotta get him a silent mouse. He's driving me crazy. Okay. Are you that clicky clicky that it's that annoying? Is the only question I have, because I definitely do not want to get on the wrong side. I'm already on the wrong side of 565 Analytics and the Tauscher Headline Academy. I am not interested in getting on the wrong side of Becca.
It was clearly prominent enough, and in fairness, she didn't just do this. She did mention it a short time ago, and I said, well, if it bothers you that much, get me one for Christmas, and she actually did. So I guess I kind of walked myself into it in that case, if we want to
You literally asked for it.
If we want to be fair, well, no, it was more of a threat. Like, if it bothers you that much, just get me one for Christmas. And then little did I know, instead of something fun, I got a mouse last night, which is great. Works great.
Tausch, how did this work out for you, do you think? You were very eager to get to this segment.
I just put up, I asked for credit cards earlier. Now I'm trying to figure out what other things I could throw up on Twitter as you guys are just having that conversation. You're
quite the enigma.
We're out of time. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Thanks to Brian Bulaga. Thanks to Homer. And thanks to you for coming along for the ride with us.
Up North, Joe. Hey, stay strong.
Thank you for
your
service.
We appreciate your efforts. Don't let people bring you down, UNJ.
Take the holidays off, Joe. We'll see you next year.
Take 2 weeks off, then quit. That's it for us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.